Hi friends, thanks for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. My name is Kathy and I'll be your host for today. Today I just wanted to give a words of encouragement that God is faithful. He's still on the throne, so no matter what you're going through, whether you're going through trials or tribulations, He loves you. He wants the best for you, but He's a holy God, but He's also a just God. And we're living in the last days, and I believe with all my heart that we need to repent. We need to repent of our sins, and many need to get right with the Lord because we are living in the last days. The Bible says that tomorrow is not promised. We don't know the day or time or hour when God will come and take His beloved church, which is the people, when the rapture will take place. But we see the signs and events all around us with the wars, with the rumor of wars, the earthquakes, the floods, the tsunamis, and the fires. God has given us signs, and He's speaking to us today about our generation, about this time. And I just wanted to share that with you. You know, you see so many people run to concerts. So many people go see a famous celebrity, and they can spend hours there listening to the music. But then when you go to church, there's not that many people that run hard after God that are running to the churches. I remember, my friends, there's two types of people. One that are going to follow God, the one and true living God, which there's only one God, our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ. He's the only one that died on the cross for our sins and rose again 3 days later. There's so many different religions out there, so many different false doctrines out there, but I'm here to give you hope, and I'm here to give you words of encouragement to trust in the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and also to repent of your sins. I can't stress that enough, to repent of your sins. There's a lot of people that that will continue to say, I have time, I'm young, I'll repent later, or I'm not worried about that, I got other things to do, and they might not have tomorrow. And it's so crucial. It's so crucial during these end times. We're seeing it time and time again. It breaks my heart to see how crowded the world could be when it comes to evil things or ungodly things. People are running at the seams to go see a famous celebrity, to go to a concert. But then when it's time to get into the Word of God, to sit down and listen to God's voice, they make excuses. They don't have time. They can't do it. They're spending time with their family. You know, they're too busy up at work. Well, my friends, we need to start getting our priorities straight and to where we're going to line up to God's Word and put God first. In our family, not worldly things, because these worldly things we're not going to get to take with us when you die. There's a saying, you know, some people say that they want to be famous where everybody knows their name here on earth. But I would like everybody to know our name up in heaven. You know, store up treasures up in heaven. Did you know that when you die, whatever your decision you decided on earth, if you repented of your sins, if you asked Jesus Christ into your heart, if you followed after God, you're going to receive a crown up in heaven with different jewels, different rubies, and everybody's going to have a different crown. You know, there's five different types of crowns that you can receive in heaven. I'd rather get that treasure, that prize, rather than a Golden Globe or Academy Award, where you just stick that award on the shelf and that's it. I'd rather please God than please man. Come on now. So what about you? What are you doing to make a difference in the kingdom of God? What are you doing to make a difference in the kingdom of God? And think about it. Are you one of those people that are so quick to go to a concert, but then when it comes time to go listen to the Word of God or to grab your Bible and to read it, you don't have any time? You make excuses. God is not the author of confusion. That's the devil. That's the enemy. So whenever you try to pick up that Bible and you feel tired, you feel sleepy, that's not God. That's the enemy trying to distract you, trying to get your mind off of the Bible, get your mind off of God, so that you can go in the flesh and do your own thing. But God's watching. The Bible says that His eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to see who's His faithful servants. So who are you serving? That's my question for you today. Who are you serving? Are you serving our Lord in Jesus Christ, or are you serving the world? Are you serving man? Come on, my friends. We need to be God pleasers rather than man pleasers. We need to be God pleasers rather than man pleasers. Because people aren't going to save us. God is the only one that can save your soul. And what you decide here on earth determines your outcome for all eternity. And the Bible says specifically that tomorrow is not promised. And you don't know if your days are numbered. So let me break it down for you so that you can understand. If you were to get news from a doctor that you only had 1 hour to live, how would you spend that last hour? Would you go to a concert, worldly things? Would you go listen to worldly music? Go drive a nice car? No. What would you want to be doing? You would want to be getting in the Word of God and spending that last precious hour with your family, with your loved ones. And did you know that God is your family? God is our God, our Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's our Heavenly Father. He loves us unconditionally with an agape love. But He's also a just God, a disciplined God, and He wants us to do things right. Our thoughts are not His thoughts. Our ways are not His ways. They're always higher. His ways and thoughts are always higher. So we need to get right with God. We need to repent of our sins. We need to get into the Word of God. We need to get into a good Bible-believing church. And we need to repent of your sins. And I can't stress that enough. So many people think that they have, that they're unstoppable. They think that they're going to live a long time. They think that they're going to live to be old and that death won't come upon them. But there's people that died in 2023 that didn't even know they were going to die in 2023. And perhaps some of them weren't saved. Perhaps some of them didn't ask Jesus Christ into their heart. Where do you think that they're spending eternity right now? They're spending eternity in the lake of fire with the devil and all his demon forces. And I bet you anything, they wish they had one more opportunity to accept Jesus Christ into their hearts. But today, my friends, you have that special opportunity. If you're alive and you're hearing my voice, you have that special opportunity to repent of your sins. So I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I'm a sinner, and I repent of my sins today. I open wide the door of my heart, and I ask you to come in. I turn my back on sin. I turn my back on the devil. I turn my back on the demon forces, and I ask you to be Lord of my life. I believe in John 3:16 that you said, Lord God, that whoever believes in you shall not perish, but that they'll have everlasting life. I believe you wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, which is a big book in heaven that has everybody's name, whoever accepted Jesus Christ into their hearts. And I believe that if you were to die in a tragic car accident and you repented of your sins, you asked Jesus Christ into your heart, that he will look at you and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the kingdom of heaven. But if you never repented, and if you never asked Jesus Christ into your heart, and you never turned your back on sin and ever got in God's word, you're going to hear, depart from me, you wicked sinner, I never knew you. You'll be thrown into the lake of fire with all the demons and the devil himself. You will spend eternity in total darkness, separated from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's an awful thing, my friends. That is an awful thing. So today you have a choice. My question for you is this. What are you doing for the kingdom of God? If you were to have one more hour to live, if you were to be told today, right now, at this very moment, you only had 1 hour to live, how would you choose that 1 hour to live? You would spend it with your loved ones, and you would spend it getting in God's word. The time's ticking. The clock is ticking. God is calling you back home. God is calling you to repent. He's calling you to get right with him. He's calling you to forgive your loved ones, forgive your enemies. And he's calling you to get right with him. God loves you with an agape love and an unconditional love. There's many people in hell right now that wish they had a second chance, but that opportunity for them is too late. But the good news, my friends, that if you're alive and you're hearing the sound of my voice, you still have that opportunity to repent and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins, and I accept you into my heart. The Bible says that when one soul repents, that all the angels up in heaven are rejoicing over you. So if you said that prayer, I want to welcome you into the kingdom of God. Your next step is to find a good Bible-believing church, one that talks about repentance, one that talks about Jesus Christ being the only way, truth, and the light, one that talks about getting baptized in the Holy Spirit, and to get into a good Bible-believing church. Find those criterias. But if you're getting into a church that says that it's okay for a man and man to be married or a woman and woman to be married, that's a false doctrine. You need to repent and get out of that church. You need to run away from that church. If you're visiting a church and it's saying that it's okay to be in fornication, you need to run away from that church. If you're in a church and they tell you that, and they never speak about repentance, they never tell you to repent of your sins, and they just say that God is love, you need to run away from that church. There are so many churches out there in the world today that are preaching the watered-down gospel, the prosperity gospel. They're preaching what they want to preach and tickling the ears of the members and not really speaking on the word of God. We got to speak a truth, what God says. If you're living in a homosexual lifestyle, if you're a lesbian or a gay person right now and you're listening to this podcast, you need to repent and ask God to forgive you. And you need to get out of that lifestyle, because that's an abomination to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you're having sex outside of marriage, you need to repent and ask God to forgive you. My friends, life is short. We are not promised tomorrow. You don't know when your last day is going to be. The Bible says that God knows the number of hairs that are on your head, that he's into the tiniest details of your life, and he loves you so much. There are so many people who want to meet celebrities or who want to become famous, want to get that Academy Award or that Golden Globe statue and sit it on their shelf. What about the best prize of all, which is eternal salvation, which is a free gift? You don't have to pay millions of dollars for it. It's a free gift. What about storing up your treasures up in heaven, like the Bible says, where moth and rust won't decay in? My friends, there are so many world pleasers out there, so many man pleasers out there. You need to please our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because that's who can give it to you all, Man or woman can fail you. They can give you a promise and they can break that promise. But God specifically says, if you seek Him, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Not just a little, all. So what are you waiting for? There's so many excuses. I don't have time, Kathy. I don't have time to go to church. But you got time to go to a club. You got time to go to a movie. You got time to go to a worldly concert. Other people say, well, I'm just working too much. I don't have time. You can pray at home. You can pick up the Bible up at home and start reading God's Word. You can get into a Bible study with fellow friends and start reading God's Word. There's no excuse to get into the Word of God. But my friends, you got to start studying the Word of God, because there's a lot of false religions out there. A lot of false pastors out there that are preaching false doctrine. The other day I heard a pastor get on live TV, and the news reporter was asking him, how can you get to heaven? And this pastor, who is a well-known pastor, basically said, well, there's all kinds of ways to get into heaven. No, that's wrong. That's false doctrine. He needs to repent. He's leading the flock astray. He's leading the sheep astray. When I say sheep, I don't mean literally sheep. God is our shepherd. He refers to us Christians as his sheep. The Bible says, my sheep will know my voice, meaning God saying that the people that are his, that are following him, will know his voice. So then when you hear a pastor speak false doctrine, you're going to call out that false doctrine, and you're going to turn away from that church, because that's not preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ. My friends, you can't believe just anybody. You got to test the spirits. There's a lot of pastors out there that are claiming to be pastors, but they're in fornication. There's a lot of pastors out there, and they're preaching to the congregation that it's okay to be a homosexual or a lesbian. And that's an abomination to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's a sin. Sin is sin. We're going to call it out. I'm going to call it out. So if you're in a church and your pastor is saying it's okay to be living in a homosexual lifestyle, you need to repent and get out of that church. That's a false doctrine, and God is not pleased. If you're in a church and they're saying it's okay to be in fornication, to have sex outside of marriage, you need to get out of that church. If you're in a church and they're saying that it's okay if you're married and you can have an adultery outside of marriage, you need to get out of that church. If you're in a church and they're saying that there's all kinds of ways to get to Jesus, no, there's only one way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. There's only one way to heaven. Repent of your sins, ask Jesus Christ into your heart, and get baptized. There's no other way, my friends. Buddha can't save you. Hare Krishna can't save you. Muslim can't save you. Muhammad can't save you. You need to be a God pleaser and not a man pleaser. If you're in a church and they're telling you that you could be a little God, no, my friends. We're not God. A pastor is not God. A prophet is not God. There's only one Alpha and Omega. There's only one Jehovah Jireh. And that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's the beginning and the end. He loves you so much. You're not listening to this podcast by chance, but this is divine appointment. And God wants to speak to you today. Repent, accept Him as Lord and Savior. Get into a good Bible-believing church. Repent of your sins, ask Jesus Christ into your heart. Find a good Bible-believing church that talks about the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, that talks about repentance, talks about being a member of the church, and talks about casting out demons. And it's a process, day by day, getting closer to God, closer to God. We're not perfect. No one is perfect on the earth. The only one that was perfect was Jesus Christ. but he took on sin so that he could die on the cross for our sins, past, present, and future. I hope this encouraged you today. Once again, thank you for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. My name is Kathy. I pray that you guys have a blessed week. Share this podcast with friends. And if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, repeat after me, Lord, I'm a sinner and I repent of my sins today. I open wide the door of my heart and I ask you to come in. I turn my back on sin. I turn my back on the devil and demon forces, and I make you Lord of my life. You promised in John 3:16, whoever believes in you shall not perish but have everlasting life. And I thank you that my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now your next step is to get into that good Bible-believing church that talks about the Holy Spirit, talks about repentance, forgiving of sins. Thank you again for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. Bye-bye.